Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A major component of Jesus' public ministry, a ministry that didn't end when he ascended to the Father, but that continues in the world today, has always been taking behaviors and external things and expecting us to internalize them, make them part of who we are, which in turn expand the behaviors we live out. He faced a world that had been very much based on following the rules. And many began to convince themselves that as long as they followed the rules, as long as they looked good, that was all that mattered. That internal disposition and understanding why God asked certain things of us and making them part of who we are didn't really matter. So he emphasized over and over again the need for a proper heart, a heart that is generous in love. And this particular gospel breaks that open for us. The importance of commitments to one another, of being in loving relationship with one another that doesn't just end by following rules. Well, there are all kinds of situations in our lives where external behaviors can show that we're quite a good person, even though our internal motivations may be wrong-headed or just incomplete. We can't say we are for peace and justice and not work to alleviate those situations and conditions in our world that prevent peace from existing. We can't constantly be planning for war if we want peace. We can't constantly be claiming a desire for justice and not look at all of the societal institutions that sometimes prevent justice from happening. We can't deny things like racism and institutional poverty. We can't say we are advocates for the poor and simply write a check or bring food to church. Those things are good, and we should be doing them. But we need to also look at the bigger picture, why people live in poverty, and what can we do to help lift them out of that poverty, not just in our local community, but around the world. What structures exist that have a tendency to hold people there, and work to fight those? We cannot say we are a pro-life church and simply voice opposition to abortion without also looking at all of those things we need to do to bring love to people who are in a situation where they might decide to have an abortion. We need to care for that mother and those parents. We need to make sure that proper health care is there for them. We need to make sure that that child is loved after they're born. It doesn't stop when they start breathing. It just continues throughout their life. So we need to make sure that there are those things there so that that child can thrive and know that they are loved. Everything we do, if we want to say we are a disciple, needs to have the right motivation coming from our hearts. It's not good enough to simply look good. We need to actually be good. Now, I say this to you, and with very clear understanding that I am miles from being good. I've developed the skills needed most of the time to look good. But there are times that bitterness and selfishness rest in my heart. So, hopefully, like all of you, I learn to trust in God's mercy and seek God's forgiveness and ask for God's strength so that I can be better tomorrow, because I'm far from perfect today. Jesus wanted us to know in a very clear and profound way that we have an obligation to love and care and be committed to one another. And we have to learn to live that out.